Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're listening to Wednesday Wonders on the Mutual Audio Network. Be amazed.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
Okay, let's see. I've got my coffee, my crackers, yay, and soda. Okay, I'm ready. The date is December 26, 4067 at 0200 hours. My name is Scribe Karen Anthony, service number 25446. Today has been a very, very long day. I'm so sore and tired from sitting at my console. Rachel wants us to start keeping an audio diary, so I guess this is mine. I'm not sure what she wants in them, but here it is. It's been crazy around here after that volcano blew. At least Lars has been found. In Argentina, no less. I would love to see them again. And Two Feathers, too. I'm so glad they're alive. You know, that new AI they have narrating our chronicles just did a fair job. Granted, you know, he's not Charlie, but I can't be helped. I miss Charlie. Rachel says we need to go over all that we remember a day or two at a time. So here I go. I may cheat and use some of the recordings on file. Excuse my crunch, I haven't ate yet. But I think I'm going to use some of the recordings on file to help with remembering how the events have gone since our holiday party. Here goes nothing. December 24th is a day I will never, ever forget. It is engraved on my memory, that's for sure. The eruptions were even seen in space. Oh, to heck with it. Here's what happened that day. But you know one thing? My memory's pretty rough right now. It's been through a lot. I haven't really had time to digest everything that's going on, but that's okay, though. I'll try to remember as best I can.
On another note, it's 0230 hours, and the watch standards on Moonbase Hope Colony alerted on the explosions out of one smaller pocket of gas just outside of Rio Doza in New Mexico. They call Major Briscoe to the command center, or CC as it's called. Let's listen in.
All right, I'm here. Show me what you've got.
Sir. There is a massive explosion from a volcano just outside Earth, New Mexico. And it looks like it triggered another possible cataclysm.
Let me take a look at the...
You know, when the aftershocks hit, I was never, ever so scared in my entire life. I couldn't stand up straight. When I hit the ground, I just stayed there until the shaking stopped. I mean, everything was rattling, breaking, falling off shelves. I thought I was going to get whopped on the head good. I know that they have started making lists on where they want people to go. They say the volcanoes will continue to erupt. Some are being sent to the moon, and others to Venus. Personally, I'd rather stay here on Earth and take my chances. Oh, I remember this. Hold on.
Please tell me that was not a volcano going off.
Yes, it was. From the look of these readouts, it was a pretty sizable one. There will be bigger ones on the way within 30 days.
Oh, these memories are just... Oh, they're getting the best of me. Goodness. I've got to get something to eat. Rachel, if you're listening, my apologies for any crunching on crackers that I do. I didn't get a chance to eat. And I know I've already been munching, so my apologies severely. But I didn't get any dinner. So at least the staff left me a munchie plate for me. That's a good thing. Let's see. I'm going to have to probably play a bunch of different audio files just to catch up to today.
100 years for this damage to be repaired through time alone. They can't put back what has been taken from the ground.
Surely they would have known not to drill for anything of that magnitude. They expected to be able to go back and do the same things their ancestors were guilty of in the first place.
One of the items on that list was to issue handguns and holsters to all personnel on the base. In the last episode, Two Feathers and Jean Bynos were taken to Argentina for safety by the Navy. Ian, Rory, Cassie, and Steve Kirkson arrived at Hope Colony through the Scribes Passage, while Rachel and Tad Johnson stayed behind in Freehold 3. Lars Olsen has yet to be heard from. The date is December 25th, 4067, at 0800 hours. The list of casualties and those missing in action is starting to come into the Freehold. Tad Johnson is beside himself with grief as he reads the list.
I'm going to say good night, Rachel. You take it easy, and I'll record again tomorrow. Good night.
Moonbase, Hope Colony. The year is 4067. Our ancestors were sent here to preserve mankind in the face of the devastation on Earth. Unbeknownst to us, Earth survived. We can never go home to that atmosphere and survive it. We are the next iteration of mankind's future. Listen to our stories as we continue to adapt to this harsh environment. The Kyleson Chronicles legacy can continue through our struggles here in space, our home.
Welcome back to the Kyleson Chronicles. I'm J.A. Babian. Jim, take it away.
Thank you, Jerry, for giving me a bit to compose myself. I try so hard not to get like that. Couldn't be helped, though. I'm sorry I had to stop for a few minutes. That was a lot to take in with Tony's news. Now, where were we? Oh, yeah. What Tad and Tony Hermperm did not know is that I can listen in to the conversations that some of those on the missing in action list are having. Let's head to Jed Johnston's colony, where Sanana, James Anthony, and Kessa Forrester are desperately trying to get the communications room up and running.
Ouch! That just shocked me. I thought you said there was no power in this room.
Seriously? That's fantastic. I mean, by the power being on, not that you're getting shocked. Are you okay? Here, take these gloves. They should help you not get bit again.
I think I have a solid connection. James, come take a look. I believe I have punched down all the different wires where they are supposed to be. That's probably why you got that bite, Sanana.
Let's see. Red, white to red, white. Blue to blue. The rest look like they are punched down correctly. Kessa, see if that radar works now.
Mayday, mayday. This is Jed Johnson Colony to anyone listening. Mayday, mayday. This is Kessa Forrester in the bunkhouse. Over.
It looks like it may be a good transmission. Hang on, there's static coming back through. Yes, yes, we are live.
That's the best news I've heard all day. Hang on, shh. Someone's trying to talk back to us.
This is Freehold 3. We have received your mayday, JJC. Over.
This is JJC, Kessa here. I've never heard such a wonderful sound in all my life. We're stuck in the bunker. With the aftershocks hit from the earthquakes, we were buried with rubble from the outside. Over.
This is Freehold 3. I can't believe you're alive. We have all you listed as missing in action. Over.
What? Let me have that mic. JJC to Freehold 3, this is James Anthony. Please repeat that last message. Over.
F3 to JJC. You are listed as missing in action. Who all do you have in the bunker with you? We need the accountability. Over.
JJC to F3, Sanana Forrester, Kessa Forrester, Renee Gretchen's daughter, Tara Bynos, and myself. Can you send someone to dig us out? Over.
F3 to JJC. Your message has been relayed. Tad and Rachel say to hang tight. They'll send someone to get you out. Over.
JJC to F3, is Tad Johnson in the room with you? Kessa wants to talk with him. Over.
F3 to JJC. Hang tight. I'll put him on. Over.
We're saved! Oh, I didn't think we'd raise anyone on this old unit. James Anthony, I could just hug you.
Whoa, now, don't get too excited. We only have so much air until they rescue us.
I'm so relieved. Hang on, sounds like Tad on the radio. Hand me the mic. JJC to F3. Kessa here. Is that you, Tad?
F3 to JJC. Yes, I'm here. You will never know how sweet your voice sounds right now. We are sending folks back your way to help dig you out. When they get there, stay as far back from the entrance as you can get. Make sure you cover your heads and face if possible. Over.
JJC to F3. I understand. I think there is enough stuff to keep us covered in here. It's almost like Fort Knox with all this equipment, Blakens and such. Over.
F3 to JJC. Just make sure to use what you have to stay safe from falling debris. Get under whatever items you can to protect your bodies. Now let me talk to James Anthony. Over.
Here, James, take the mic. Tad wants to talk with you.
JJC to F3. James Anthony here. Over.
F3 to JJC. So good to hear your voice. We had hoped you were close by. We haven't been able to reach anyone over the radio except the moon base. Rachel is anxious to talk with Sinana. Is she available? Over.
JJC to F3. Hang on. Let me hand the mic over to her. Over. Hey, Sinana. Just press the side button on the left to talk and release it to hear a response.
I'm not stupid, James Anthony. Thank you, though, just the same. JJC to F3. Sinana speaking. Over.
F3 to JJC. I'm so glad to hear your voice, young lady. You three had us plumb worried out of our minds. Whatever are you doing in the bunker? Over.
JJC to F3. When we heard the volcano had blown, we wanted to make sure we had the emergency system running. I'm glad we did. It had been completely knocked over. It's taken us over 24 hours just to get everything back up and running. I even got shocked when it came back up. Over.
I feel so stupid with that military stuff we have to start with. Oh well. I know, Tad. Tad says it needs to be stated just in case someone else is on the same channel. Have you heard from Renee and Tara Binos? Over.
JJC to F3? Yes, they are safe with us. The next room over is the sleeping area. They are flat, worn out. They will be so excited we are going to be rescued. Over.
F3 to JJC. As soon as you five get rescued, I want Kessa and Renee back here at the Freehold. Over.
JJC to F3. Hang on, you can tell them yourself. Over.
Are you fooling me? Was that Rachel in the comm unit? Yahoo!
Now just stay calm, you two. We don't have to worry about oxygen consumption right now until we get rescued.
Now you've done it. I have to relieve myself. I'm just so excited. Excuse me for a minute.
Please hand me the mic, Nan. Thanks. JJC to F3. Renee here. Over.
F3 to JJC. You have no idea how good it is that we have made contact with all of you. I told Sinana that I want you and Kessa back here at the Freehold. I'm going to need your help. Over.
If that doesn't beat all, they finally got the system working. As Rachel continued to talk to Renee, Tara came back into the comm room. She's talking with James Anthony.
I can't believe it worked. How long do you think it will be until we're out of here?
I have no idea. It shouldn't be long, though. Hey, Renee, tell Rachel I need to talk with Tad, please.
Rachel, James Anthony needs Tad back on the radio for a bit. I will see you soon. It's a relief knowing we are going to be out of here. Over.
F3 to JJC. Message received. Tad is coming now. Over.
Here, take the mic. Tad should be on shortly.
Thanks. JJC to F3. James here. Was wondering how long do you think before the rescue team arrives. Over.
F3 to JJC. They've already left. You should be out of here within the next 48 hours. What a relief to know that you're all safe. Over.
JJC to F3, I can second that sentiment. Have them get us on the comm unit when they get here so we can get ourselves to safe spots before they start digging us out. Over.
F3 to JJC. We have already relayed the message, and the team leader said he will comply.
As Tad and James continued to talk, Tara sat down on the nearest stool. She was absolutely exhausted. I'm starting to wonder if she hasn't caught a bug being in all that dust. At least they're going to get out of there. This has flat worn me out with all this excitement. Let's join the conversation on Venus Space Station. I believe the dentist, Dr. Ledger, has caught up with Don Wilson. This ought to be good.
I'll tell you what. I don't have any appointments right now. Why don't we go back to my office and take a look at that tooth?
Doc, I've had a couple of drinks. I don't think any anesthetic would be good right now.
At least let me take a look and get a set of x-rays done so we can excise that tooth tomorrow afternoon. I can fit you in between all those coming in. We'll do the x-rays then as well. Let's say about 3:30 p.m. tomorrow afternoon.
I guess that'll work. I really don't have anything scheduled until later in the evening. I have to give a lecture on the do's and don'ts to the new folks.
Good. I'll see you then, Don.
Now that guy's just flat out creepy. Got a bad feeling about this one.
I have to agree with Don. That was a little unusual. Dr. Landon spots the dentist and catches up with him. She's unaware that he has already spoken to Don.
Hey, Doc. Don Wilson's looking for you. Said something about a bad tooth he needs looked at.
I know! I have him scheduled for tomorrow afternoon. A new patient is always... an enjoyment for me.
Has anyone ever told you that you're flat scary?
Why, yes, they have. That just means I'm doing my job right. How long has it been since I had a look at your teeth, Colonel?
I got mine checked on Hope Colony last time I was there. I always use their dentist. Sorry, Doc.
That just flat hurts me to know you can't trust me. Maybe you can remedy that in the future, hmm?
Like I said, Doc, I always use my personal dentist at the colony. I'm not going to change that anytime soon. I really need to go get something to eat. Talk to you later.
And with that, the colonel left the dentist. I must say, Clifford is a little unorthodox in his mannerism. Let's hand this over to the announcer for a short break. Take it away, Jerry.
We are going to take a short sponsor break. We'll be right back.
Okay, daggone it. I can't tell if this thing's on or not. Ah! Stupid script writers. Two Feathers, get your hiney in here and tell me if this
Rachel,
thing is on or not.
Stop yelling. We can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, hang on. I'm almost there. I've got two cups of tea in my hands. Move the mouse pointer to wake up the screen.
Move the mouse pointer to wake up the screen. For goodness sakes, I should have known that. Ugh. Thanks.
Okay, good. You've got the script up on the screen.
You ready, Two Feathers?
Yep. Let's do this.
Hi, folks. I'm Rachel Robeson.
And I'm Two Feathers, back from the Scribe's Passage.
The journey we've been on with the Carlson Chronicles has been epic.
Boy, you've got that right. Especially the trip I took retrieving Lars from the Scribe's Passage. Rachel, remind me to tell you about that for your records later.
Trust me, I will. My son, Ian Carlson, is surveying and recording his journeys on the surface to find out what the land outside the Freehold looks like.
Wow, it has been pretty amazing to find that the planet has recovered as well as it has.
I know. I'm not fond of those thunder snow and snownado storms. Extremely dangerous.
That's true. The last storm was pretty intense, not to mention cold. And just think, winter has just started. We've got a while yet to go to August. Not looking forward to these treks.
Well, that gives our listeners something to look forward to. If you haven't listened to our chronicles, then you can hear us on CastBox, Audible, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or whatever platform you listen to podcasts on.
Seriously, we are recording our adventures so you know what to expect when you get a chance to go to the surface from your Freehold.
The Kyleson Chronicles, written by J.A. Babian.
A Privy Project production.
We're back to our scheduled programming. Jim, you've got it from here.
Welcome back. Lars Olsen has just made contact with Two Feathers and Gene Bynoes. Thankfully, they are not as wound up as they were on their plane ride to South America.
Lars, I just don't know. These folks are scared stiff that all the mountains are going to blow their tops. Gene and I need you to talk to them, reassure them that all will be right for them.
Lars, usually they will listen to me, but right now they see me as a talisman for warding off evil. It's very hard to explain. They trust your word. Please talk with them. I can call a general assembly so you would only have to speak once.
Oh, all right. I'm just thankful I've had my beauty sleep, otherwise I could be quite nasty. That flight here just about knocked the stuffing out of me. Why, those pilots didn't care if they took every possible bump they could find. I swear they were making the plane ride nasty on purpose. However, the steward did serve wine, so that made the trip a little bit more bearable.
Well, that just made my day. Now back to the subject at hand. Gene, when did you want to set this assembly meeting up?
I will have to talk with our elders to get a day and time set. Will that be all right with you, Lars?
This will have to do. I want to make sure your people understand the risks and advantages of being in South America, specifically Argentina. Unfortunately, this whole region is sitting on top of the Pacific Fault Line. This, I believe, is where the concern is.
Yes, this has been brought up numerous times in many conversations.
I will do some research for this meeting so that we have all our feathers in one hat.
You, my friend, are always on top of things. Gene, we will get our research pool together before the meeting. I must go and get something to eat. Do either of you know what is being served for lunch today?
We don't worry about such things. The food provided is always gratefully accepted by all in our village.
Yes, I do apologize for my insensitive comment. I got so used to the other facility providing a menu. Of course, the food that is provided is always very tasty and nutritious.
Lars, let Gene go about his business. He is a very busy person here. Gene, thank you for taking the time to meet with both of us. We appreciate you.
Two Feathers and Lars, I will bid you a good day.
As Two Feathers and Lars watched Gene stroll down the lane, Two Feathers turned cold on Lars. He was a bit angry over the insensitivity that Lars showed in their speech.
Lars, that was extremely rude the way you came off. What's wrong with you?
I'm so tired and still grieving the loss of our friends. I haven't had the proper time alone to come to grips with all that has happened. I realized as I was talking how I was coming across to Gene. I hope he knows I wasn't trying to be ungrateful to him or his people. I just feel so lost.
I understand. Lars, why don't you take the rest of the day off and try to get yourself together? I'm not mad at you, just a little awestruck. This has been trying for me also.
Thank you. I will take your blessings with me. Two Feathers, are you okay? You just don't look right. What is the matter?
To be honest with you, my father is extremely sick. He's not expected to make the night. This has been too much for him and my life. He had a heart attack on the way here, and he has not been conscious since. They say he is in a coma. Probably for the best.
Oh, Two Feathers. I'm so sorry. If there is anything I can do for you and your family, please don't hesitate to reach out.
Thank you. I will if it is needed. Go. Get some rest.
I was not expecting that. The loss that everyone has gone through is overwhelming. Two Feathers watched as Lars walked back to their hut. He turned to go see his dad with the weight of the world on his shoulders. I think I'm going to turn this over to the announcer for a break.
Hi, this is Tracy Babian, one of the authors of this podcast. Thank you so much for listening to Moonbase Hope Colony, The Kyleson Chronicles, and introducing Venus Space Station. Join us for the conclusion to this episode in 2 weeks. Now here is Brian Session to close out this episode.
Thanks for listening to Tides of Change. a tale from the Moonbase Hope Colony Trilogy. Music is from David Feslian Studios and used with license to this podcast. This has been a presentation of Privy Project Production. For more information about the book, author, or the narrator, visit www.privy-projects.com. We'll see you next time, Space Chimps. I am Brian Session, your announcer, signing off.